Great. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call to order the open meeting for Thursday, April 21st, 2022, and ask the Commission Secretary for information on today's agenda.
Each commissioner has independently reviewed the minutes of the open meeting of Thursday, April 14th, 2022, and each has informed me there is no need to discuss the minutes.
Move we approve the minutes of Thursday, April 14th, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Each commissioner has independently reviewed the agenda, and each has informed me there is no need to discuss the notice associated with agenda item 2.
Move we approve the notice of investigation associated with agenda item 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Dave, agenda item 3 is 1-IC-535. This is the application of Clean Wisconsin. The request for compensation related to their participation in the planning process. They are seeking $41,645 to cover a technical consultant who would help review comments and provide comments going forward in that docket, as well as legal expenses for their general counsel. In the memo that we have, and I'll be interested to hear what both of you have to say, there was, in the memo, it was pointed out that they submitted the application just 4 days before the phase one memo was released for comment. And so there are some dollars associated with the phase one that appears to have already been spent or not accounted for in the request. And so one potential outcome I thought was to just reduce the Synapse amount for the amount that's identified in the memo, reducing it by $12,240 for that work that was already done. They didn't seek reimbursement for those dollars. But I was also comfortable at the full amount. So like I said, I'd like to hear what my colleagues have to say. So Commissioner Nolan.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, it's not that they didn't have time to get the request in, and they've made requests before, so they know how the process works. So I would remove that amount for phase one for Synapse Consulting. I don't think it was timely, and I would also remove the time for their general counsel. It's not, I'm sure she had some time in there, but I would remove it in its entirety for a different reason, though. I mean, it's already budgeted for in their budget. Her salary is in there. They have ample funds. And so I think it's a closer call. It's, for me, it's even a closer call in the Synapse, but to fund their basically internal operating expenses when they already show that they've budgeted for it, it's there. They didn't, to me, didn't show a need overall for that. And then the other, so I would reduce everything. So it's $12,240 for phase one from Synapse, and then the $7,125 for a total of $19,365 removed. So the award would be $22,280. And then I would just also, as a message to them, as Synapse particularly, the comments to be useful for us should pertain to what can we do under Wisconsin law. When we had a few weeks ago discussed this docket, we had a lot of comments, and a lot of them talked about what Massachusetts, New York, California, you know, we had a nice summary of the states, but we don't need that again. We need to know what can we do versus what would, you know, they like the legislature to do. So I would ask that for, you know, these comments in their study to be meaningful to us. They should tie it to actually what can be done here, not what they wish can be done.
Okay. Commissioner Heber?
Yeah, thank you. I came in kind of in two spots too. I mean, I thought the fact that the memo came out 4 days after the IC, I guess I didn't hold that against them necessarily, because they didn't, maybe they could have called or maybe, you know, and understood when. But on the same token, they could have submitted their IC sooner. So it's, I understand that. So I was okay with funding the full amount. And I also, though, agreed with you both that it may be more appropriate to just reduce the phase one amount. from Synapse. And then my thought as far as the internal attorney was just similar, in a similar vein to kind of, there's three phases, so just to make the math easy, I would have just removed one third of the in-house counsel costs under that approach as well. So that's kind of where I was coming in, but I think the discussion is fruitful here, so I'm okay. Open to changing positions.
So you would remove the $12,240 and then one third of the $7,125?
Right.
I think that Commissioner Nowak makes a good point about we have to be sure that we're not just funding what is already in their O&M. If Ms. Nicola is going to take on work that is in addition to that what is budgeted for, I think we would look at it. I think one of the other things that was pointed out in the memo was the line items weren't broken out. So that we were in a position of just, so that we were in a position of just, if we're going to reduce it, we would just have to do it by a third.
Right.
So I am actually comfortable by removing the $12,240 and removing the $7,125. And so that would give them a total amount of $22,280 in intervener comp. And if there are, you know, extraordinary legal expenses, then I would invite them to help.
Right. Yeah, I think they have to just, anybody, this is directed at Clean, but again, justify why it's above and beyond what you've already budgeted for or anything. And then with the filing time, what really, I think, there was no explanation as to why, you know, sometimes there's a just reason. And when there's nothing given, that's not helpful to us nor their case. So, you know, sometimes there's a valid reason why something comes in late, but we should know that there is one.
Yep. Yeah. Agreed.
I'm comfortable with that too at this point. And I think, you know, the point that was made about reimbursement, what you just said, Chair, is to the extent that there are additional expenses, there is the provision in IC to ask for reimbursement, and we can take that up. So if that were to be the case, they could apply later and do it that way. So I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
So I'll join you.
All right. Docket 1 IC 535, I move we approve the request of Clean Wisconsin as modified pursuant to our discussion today for intervener compensation for participation in Docket 5 FE 104.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Our next open meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 28th at 10:30 a.m.
We stand adjourned Thursday, April 28th at 10:30.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.